Pacifico. Bill Henry.
Bill Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And Bud and I were having a discussion about computers because we were... You're belching again, man. You don't have to point it out to people, okay? I belched, all right? I'm sorry. Excuse me, folks. I had a Diet Coke.
What about this diet? You're not supposed to have a Diet Coke.
Really? You don't think I should have a drink that's zero calories?
Oh, I don't know, zero calories.
Yeah, most of them diet drinks, they lie. Because they'll say, like... Hey, they'll say sometimes...
Not the microphone, bud. God, you're spitting all over it.
But yeah, but a lot of them will say, yeah, this is a diet product, and it's like got a million calories and everything.
Yeah, they'll do that.
No, I hear you. Believe me, man. When I went on this diet, I checked out everything. And I have my little apps that I use, and I go to my little websites. I know exactly, you know, how to look up the caloric content of different things. And so I'm right there with you, brother. I mean, you can look at some of these foods. It'll say fat-free, this and that, this and that. And the other thing that pisses me off is if you're going to put down the caloric content of something, then make sure you're accurate, because there's differing opinions, man.
Like what?
Well, I shouldn't say, but... Because I happen to like their products. Progresso, you know the guys that make the soup?
Yeah, don't they make the Mrs. Stroni?
Mrs. Stroni, no.
Mr. Stroni.
If you guys are starting off with the jokes, or are you just doing them work into it?
Well, I'm just
you know, you're going to right off the bat, just Mrs. Stroni and Mr. Stroni, is that it? Or can I get something out here that I want to say to my audience?
Go ahead.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Not everything is an opportunity for a joke. It's minestrone. They've got a fantastic soup that's called a high-fiber soup. Whatever, it's a low-fat soup. And I checked it out, and it says such and such calories. And then I actually, you know, investigated a little further some objective sites on varying foods. And they had the calories a little bit higher. So you have to—I don't go by the can, man. I like to find out— from a third-party source, if you will. But nonetheless, it's going along pretty good, man. I got like 2,000 calories a day. It's tough, you know.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good with it, though.
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of cool because you eat what you feel like eating. I mean, there's some days where I just...
You ever had, like, donuts?
Donuts? No, man. How are you going to do donuts on 2,000 calories a day?
But, like, you could have a donut, though.
What donut am I going to eat? I eat one donut... And that's probably half, if not all, of the calories that I've allotted myself.
What about, don't they have them fat-free donuts?
Fat-free donuts? I don't know, man. I wouldn't even, you know what? It's not worth it. Those fat-free things like fat-free donut, fat-free this, fat, it's bullcrap, man. Unless you're talking about cottage cheese or something like that. I wouldn't, you know, I'm not even going to do it.
Yeah, but you can have one day, and I would say you have one day to blow it out, you know?
Yeah, like one day, if you feel like having a donut, if you want to go down like one day a week and go down here to Spudnut, and get yourself like a cruller, that kind of thing. Why can't you do that?
One day a week, I just don't want to do it, man. I just don't feel like doing it, you know? Here I am putting in all this effort during the week. And then on Sunday, what am I going to do? Go down to Spudnuts and get myself as good as those donuts is, you know?
Yeah, those are the best.
Spudnuts is good, man. But no way. No way. No, I've been working my ass off, man. I've been working too hard. And
yeah, getting some of them clothes you bought for the a lot of different thing.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing, man. You know the clothes I got, man, that I can't fit into? It's pissing me off. I mean, it pisses me off. I have suits, man, and I mean expensive suits. I can't get into those suits. As it is, once this weight comes off, I'm going to have to take those suits in. I got to get all kinds of stuff fixed on them because I'm such a fat ass. Then when I tried to put on one of those pairs of pants once, I think I busted the damn...
Yeah, you busted off that metal hook. The guy that I took it into, that one tailor, said he ain't never seen nothing like before.
Yeah, he said it was pretty... Like, that was amazing, man. You bust that whole metal hook off it.
Oh, get out of here.
I swear to God.
I'm sure. Oh, I've never seen anything like that before.
Well, the guy said he'd never seen, like... He never saw, he said, I've never seen a fat man, like, destroy a pair of pants like you did.
I've never seen a fat... Just give me that quote again.
Yeah, I got it. I wrote it down.
Yeah, you do it.
Oh, you wrote it down, huh?
Well, no, he said, I've never seen a fat man destroy a pair of pants like that guy done.
And who's that guy? Me?
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Well, do you want me to see on the air?
No, you better not. Is that the guy I bought the suit from?
No, it's the guy that took it in, the tailor.
God. Well, I tell you what, man, now I know who those guys. I ain't going back to them. How about that?
No, you can't blame them on account of the tailor. He's just a little simple Yugoslavian man.
I don't care if he's a simple little Yugoslavian man. Well, then I'm going to say something. Did this guy say this to you guys?
Yeah, he said it to us. He didn't think we worked for you.
I've never seen a fat man destroy a pair of pants like that guy. In any event, the diet's going very well, thank you. But that's the truth. I mean, once I get the weight off, and there's no doubt in my mind the weight is coming. It's now coming. I've lost about 20 pounds. And I'm down below weights I haven't seen in a long time. So, and I feel good too. I'm not hungry. This is fantastic because I know now that when I get hungry now, it's either I do need to eat and I've got, and I can, or it's just that nervous eating that you did back in the day when you were eating too much, So,
you hungry right now?
Well, I mean, when I get off the air, I will be, but right now I'm good. I'm good. And I wasn't kidding when I said to Margaret, I had a protein shake. I had like a scoop of protein powder, a banana, and some strawberries in it.
How many calories is a banana?
Man, what are you doing, man? You going to be on a diet or something?
None of your business.
It's 141, bud. What's with all the questions?
I was just curious if you're staying within limits.
That, you know what? I'll do that. Not you. 141 calories for a large banana. Look at, see, he's laughing now.
Yeah, everything with you, man, is sex.
I'm just kidding around.
Remember when I said I was going to belt you?
You wouldn't really do that, would you?
Yes, I would. I'll smack you right in the nose.
Please don't.
Yeah? You're going to ask all these questions. I'm this close, bud, to kicking your ass out of the studio for good.
Sorry.
I mean, there's times when you're funny and there's times when you're really on target, but, I'm talking about something here, man. You want to make a big joke because I said the word banana? Look at this guy. What a baby.
Man, you got to shut up.
You almost hit me.
That's right, and I was going to hit you. I was going to hit you. Don't worry about it. I will. I'll belt you. I told you, man.
That would be violence against the disabled.
Bud, I'm going to give you an opportunity to test all of your little legal theories, which you've often threatened me. You've said, if you hit me, it's violence against the disabled. First of all, you're not disabled. Just because you've got a plate in your head doesn't mean you're disabled. You ride a motorcycle. You've got a driver's license. There's nothing disabled about you. Secondly, if you want to sue me, I've warned you. I've warned you. I'll go ahead and I'll take the lawsuit. I'll take the arrest. That's how much you're starting to bug me.
You mean you'd go to jail just for the satisfaction?
Yes. Do you get it now? But I've been trying to tell you.
You'd have to, that'd be bad publicity.
Bad publicity? I'm on the radio doing it, man. How bad can it get? So if I say I had a banana in my protein shake, you don't have to sit there going,
well.
Yeah.
What else do you have?
Well, I had a cucumber.
I'm just kidding!
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I had a cucumber and a zucchini.
What about, you had a bratwurst?
Had a couple of bratwursts, too. All right, now. So that was that, and this is now. What the hell were we saying? Oh, yeah, I was talking about the diet thing, but I had one other piece of information to impart. Just, the important thing about any of that, when you're talking about your own personal health, because I was just talking to a guy today online, and he's 33. He's a young guy that I know, and I say young guy, I can't believe that I've reached a point in my life where a cat who's 33, I say, hey, he's a young guy, but he is. I wish I would have thought of myself as young when I was 33, but anyway, he's giving up smoking. You know what I said to him? I said, why?
Why do you say that?
Because I realized that, unless you have a really compelling need, I got to tell you something. I shouldn't say this. This is going to be a bad thing to say because I know that there are people in their 30s and then their 20s that get lung cancer. There's no question that it's a carcinogen. It's a devastating effect on the, it's bad. But I recognize that much of that damage is done over a long period of time until eventually, you're in your 50s maybe or 40s, depending, or 60s. You're getting emphysema. You're getting lung cancer. It's very true. All of that stuff happens to you. But I think there's a little bit of a window, and I might be wrong, so take it with a grain of salt. There's a window of opportunity to smoke cigarettes where it's not necessarily going to be the most devastating thing that happened to you health-wise.
That people are going to probably write in and complain about that. We've got some letters here. Here's a lady that said,
put it in my face, bud.
Right here about smoking cigarettes. She said, congratulations, Mr. Henry, on accounting when he quit.
Yeah. She said that you talk about quitting cigarettes, that's going to give her inspiration to do the same thing.
How old is she?
She said, 97.
97. I'm talking about younger people, okay? So you don't want to flip your lid and make your life a living hell and, oh, God, I better quit smoking and I got to do this and I got to do that. I got to do that, you know. But I will tell you this much. You remember when we were talking about, remember when Michael Strahan, I was there at Fox and we did that thing for New Girl? I don't know if it's been on yet or not.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan is a former defensive end with the New York Giants. Very nice guy. He's in his 40s now, I guess, maybe. And he said, I was talking to him and he said, boys, you know, every day, he says, I go to the gym, and every day I'm working out. He says, and I realized I'm not playing football anymore. What for? And I said, you want to know what for? He said, what? I said, take a look at me, man. That's what's going to happen to you when you hit your 50s unless you keep on working out. You know?
Yeah, but he's in really good shape.
He may be in really good shape. It doesn't mean he can't turn into a fat pig, man, if he doesn't keep working out. Now, he's a big guy, too. Strahan's got to be 6'5", 6'6". But he said, geez, I don't know why I'm working out. He said, I'll tell you why you're working out, and you can keep on working out, man, or it hits you, man. You know, the hormones slow down, and next thing you know,
you're Blimpo the Elephant.
Uh-huh. And it'll happen to you, too, smartass. We'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry show. Did we already talk to Margaret about the freaking Angelina Jolie? I don't even know if we did or not. Was Margaret with us? Yeah. Oh, I know what happened. Maybe we should have her back on. The world-famous Phil Henry show. We'll be right back.
Truth. He's our bitch.
Can't remember
the
anything,
Phil Henry
bud.
Show.
Not my fault.
For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com.
Oh, Kenny's dead.
All right, welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show. This ought to be interesting. Margaret Gray is back with us, and my apologies, Margaret. I know that you wanted to complete your report, but...
Well, I want to tell you something. I don't blame you for that. You know, we are on the air. I apologize to your audience that all of that personal information gets on the air. It shouldn't. And I take the lead in apologizing to you.
Well, I should have... I'm sorry, too, Margaret.
You know, I respect you, and I appreciate the time that you do give Dicklin Syndicate and my own column, A Little Bird Told Me, the time that you give us. And the only comment I wanted to say about Brad and Angelina was this. God bless them. I hope they have a blessed marriage. And I do want to say it's about time. I don't really get it. If you're with a woman, then you give her a ring. And this adopting children and so on and so forth without getting married tells me that they are not committed to each other and they're not committed to the children that they've adopted. And I know that's not how they feel. It gives the wrong appearance. It gives the appearance to the world that our American royalty, if you will, our film stars, are just people sitting on a porch, and there's a car parked on the lawn, and you know the rest. And
white trash.
Well, absolutely. And Angelina Jolie is all... And Angelina, if you're listening, darling, you know that I love you, and you know I've talked to you about this before. She already has one foot in it when it comes to that anyway.
Well, what? God, why do you say that?
Oh, don't act shocked, Phil. Who?
She's married to that Billy Jim Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton, exactly.
Well, that doesn't make her white trash. That guy played.
Yes, oh, come on, Phil. She's got one foot in it as it is with the white trash label. Why put the other foot in? Why be standing four square in warm cow dung in the middle of a field in Hana? And you know what that's about, don't you? So
I know that. Yeah. I mean, wow. I didn't know we were going to be that specific.
Well, didn't you tell me you stood
Didn't you say you stood in warm cone pie? Warm.
He's drunk. He's drunk, Phil. But I'll interpret. What
did he say?
Frank said, didn't you stand in a warm cow pie? Hello, Phil.
I'm here, and I'm beginning to lose my patience with you.
What are you yelling at me for?
What has that got to do with anything, whether I stood in a warm cow pie in Hawaii?
You did.
Yes, I did, and nobody's asking you, bud. Yes, I did by mistake.
All right, Phil, I didn't say you did it on purpose. My God.
All right, yes, I did. I stepped in a warm cow pie in a field in Hawaii. Yes, I did. I was taking a hike. I was walking through a large field. There were lots of cows there. I was going to the top of a mountain.
Well, you don't have to tell us the whole story.
Well, I'm going to tell you the whole story. How's that feel?
God.
What an ass. Boy, that's too bad.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm going to tell you the whole story. There was a hill across from the hotel I was staying at. It was a beautiful part of Maui. It was down in Hana. It's down in the very, a lot of farmland and ranch land there.
And Oprah has a piece of property, too.
Oh, you want to rejoin the conversation? Is that it?
I was just saying...
You want to rejoin the conversation? I thought you were... I thought I was an ass.
Sorry.
And I saw across from the hotel this beautiful wide field and this hill. And on top of the hill was this cross, a very large cross. And I thought, that looks like an interesting place to hike to. And so I went across the road and I entered this large, beautiful, must have been obviously it's a ranch of some kind. And there were hundreds of cows out there grazing. And as I walked down, the only road that there was an asphalt road. And these cows, it's pretty amazing when you're the only two-legged, when you're the only biped in a world of quadrupeds.
What's that mean?
Four-legged, quadruped is four-legged, or four-footed, and a biped is two, me. And there I was walking along. Well, naturally, if a cow's walking down a street in the middle of human beings, we're all going to look at the cow and go, what the hell are you doing here, right? This is no place for a cow. Well... the same thing is true of cows, I found. As you're walking down a road and you're the only two-legged guy within miles, even though it was only actually a few hundred yards from the hotel, but the cows were looking at me like, what the hell is this?
Did they get pissed off?
Well, I mean, as I was walking, I started to get nervous. I'm seriously, because there were not only the cows, the females, but there were the bulls. And they would look, and when one looked up from the grass... and saw this human, he was like, what the hell? You'd imagine a human just go like, well now, what you doing here, boy? Well, it was the same thing with his cow. You know, he looks up at me like, what the hell have we got here? And a couple of them started to walk toward me, and I was like, oh man, this is going to really suck if I get charged by a freaking bull or something.
Was you wearing red or anything? I was going to say that, but were you wearing red?
No, I wasn't wearing red, but I kept on walking. And anyway, to the point that you and Frank were making, at one point, I don't know what happened, but I was I think I'd stopped and I was looking around. And then I felt something warm begin to envelop my foot.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And I looked down and it was just a nice fresh one, too.
Just laid, huh?
You got it. Just wrapped around my foot, man.
Will you wear, like, sandals or something?
I was wearing... Would you put Margaret on hold, please? We'll get to her after the break. I was wearing sandals. So basically, it had enveloped my bare sandal-clad foot in cow dung. It wasn't that bad. It was... Oh, God.
What do you do?
Well, I mean, I took the sandal off and I wiped it off in the grass like we used to do as kids. What'd you do when you were a kid and you stepped in dog crap? You know, you try to wipe it off on the grass. And there's nothing else I could do. The first faucet I came to, and luckily I found one. But then I went back to the hotel room and just took a big-ass shower, man, you know.
That was only a foot.
I don't give a damn, man. What do you think? I'm just going to rinse my foot off and then go and have lunch?
Did it still stink?
I don't know, bud, but that's not what civilized human beings do. I went and I took a shower because I was on my way to lunch. But that's my story of the cow pie out there in the field in Hawaii. When we come back, Margaret Gray joins us so we can finally get a report on Brad and Angelina. Thank you. The Phil Hendry Show.
It's about time.
Don't worry about it.
Woo! Woo! I'm Margaret Gray. I'll be right back.
You said gay.
I know.
All right, hold on. We're back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray back with us here. I want to hear about Brad and Angelina, okay?
Just one thing. You said something about going to Hawaii to Dan, your engineer, to Molokai.
Yeah, I said Molokai is starting to open up as a tour of people listening. Molokai, if you go to Hawaii, a lot of people go to Maui. People go to... But Molokai here is opening up.
Do you understand that Molokai has a leper colony?
God almighty.
Margaret, I don't know if there is still a leper colony there or not.
Well, if there is, you understand what leprosy is.
Good God, Bill.
Frank, do me a favor, will you? Every time I got a couple on the line, it's both of them.
Frank, get lost, will you?
I didn't.
Just get lost. Go have a drink. You know there's a leper colony there.
Where's the ice?
Oh, my God, the ice again.
Jeez.
Right over there. You know you know what a leper colony is, don't you?
Yeah, I know what a leper colony is. I have heard about the one on Molokai. I don't know if it's still there. And if it is one that is about as benign a settlement of people. They live there. They're affected in varying degrees by this disease. It ain't going to affect you. Molokai is looking to develop, and they may have already. I mean, the last time I was in Hawaii, it's been so long. They were talking about Molokai as a destination.
Well, yeah, right. But I guess something is wrong in our conversation. Leper colony. Leper.
I know what it is.
Your nose, Frank.
The nose falls off. You understand what happens with your hand?
Your nose. Look at people. I'm done talking about this, okay?
I don't think it's responsible.
All right, so I won't talk about it anymore. And the people of Hawaii and the Tourism Board of Hawaii, they're going to really thank you for that.
Oh, God, get a grip, will you, Phil? I think Hawaii is absolutely lovely. Frank and I go there a couple times a year. In fact, we have a place on the Big Island.
Yeah, I know. I've asked you if I could use it, and you've always...
No, I have not.
You've always turned me down, and, you said I could use it.
I did, anytime.
Yeah, huh? The three times I've asked you, you can't.
We were having the carpet steam cleaned, you know.
There was a couple of something else. Anyway, Phil, I want to get to the Brad and Angelina story, but there is one thing that's bothering me. I am sick and tired, and I know I talk for a lot of women here when I say this. I am absolutely sick to my stomach of Trojan Vibrations and their commercials. Every time I turn the TV on late at night, I'm looking at a commercial. What do you want?
Your hair is blown back, straight.
Why, you filthy dirt.
Okay, what is gonna...
I told you to get lost, but I mean it, Frank. You don't get lost, there's gonna be some bad things happening around here, and they're all gonna happen to you.
I just said your hair was straight back.
Oh, you want some more, don't you?
What? I don't understand this.
Get rid of her.
I'm gonna get rid of you, Ms. Gray.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm going to hang up on you.
All right, look. All I'm saying is Trojan Vibrations is a disgrace. I'm getting sick and tired of seeing commercials. And then the couple walks down the street with, as Frank alluded, thought he was being funny, but he's not being funny anymore. Do you hear Frank anywhere?
No, I don't.
Yeah. That's about all you're going to hear from him. Now...
What did you do?
What do you think I did? Frank, say hi. So what I'm saying...
So you gagged him.
Yeah, I gagged him. And he's never had so much fun. So what I'm saying is, Phil, that the Trojan Vibrations...
Okay, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore.
You know, she pays for that time.
Everybody's paying for time around here. Everyone's paying for time around here. Is that what's going on now?
Yeah, I'm just saying, she pays for the time.
She may pay for the time. Then we got Ted Bell pays for time and Bob Green. Everyone's buying time, man. We're brokering radio left and right. I'm not having her on the air anymore. If she's going to keep on getting sidetracked, I was going to have Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. She's talking to me about Trojan vibrations. She's finding fault with the way I'm doing things. Leper colonies in Hawaii. You name it. She's got an opinion about all of it. Now, the last thing I hear is she's got her husband bound and gagged.
It's pretty funny.
It may be funny, man, but it's not part of what I wanted to hear. I'll do the report. Hollywood's hottest couple has made it official, with Brad Pitt proposing to Angelina Jolie after six children and years of unwedded bliss, a spokesperson said. This is the woman that Margaret was talking about, because she had three names, and that's inappropriate if you work in Hollywood. Brad Pitt's manager, Cynthia Pett Dante, told People magazine, "It's a promise for the future, and their kids are very happy." She said no date had been set at this time, and there was no word of the wedding's location. The news put an end to months of speculation about the couple and their plans to marry. Jeweler Robert Prokop designed Jolie's engagement ring in collaboration with Pitt and confirmed the news. I guess that's where they, confirm things now in terms of these engagements and stuff. You call the jeweler.
Why is that?
Because they're the guys that are making the ring.
They're making a ring.
I'm asking Phil, man. I ain't asking you.
All right. Take it easy. Brad was always very heavily involved overseeing every aspect of the creative design and the evolution of this ring. Oh, isn't that just marvelous? Of course, if this is the only statement that the jeweler gets, I guess he's going to want to say stuff about this. Brad was always heavily involved overseeing every aspect of the creative design. In fact, even to the extent that the kids were neglected, two of which starved to death.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. The evolution of the side diamonds are specifically cut to encircle her finger. Each diamond is of the highest gem quality. That's not what I heard, Robert.
Nah, that guy's gonna be pissed off.
I'm kidding around, sir. Although, you could really, just mess around with a story. Robert Prokop, who thinks he sold them a really nice ring, but according to the gem specialists that I know, I'm sure it's very nice. Mr. Pitt is 48. Jolie is 36, going on 48, and
everybody say that.
Don't pull that out of my hand.
What? What's he pulling out of your hand?
I'm kidding, okay? Anyway, Pitt, 48, and Jolie, 36, became close on the set of the 2005 film Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They have three biological children together. They just went out and had themselves a whole bunch of kids, and oh yeah, let's get married. Now, they had three biological children together and adopted three others, and Pitt apparently caved after pressure from the kids. Isn't that something? Hey, Daddy, Mommy, would you please get married so we don't look like real trash? Well, okay. We'd actually like to, Pitt said, of making Jolie his wife, and it seems to mean more and more to our kids. We don't care, personally, but the kids would like to have a name. You get it? The children, wanting to have a name and not just to be seen as, this sort of a tribe. So anyway, it was very important. We made the declaration some time ago that we weren't going to do it till everyone can. Huh? Oh, they were not going to get married until there was marriage for... Oh, I see. That's why they didn't get married?
Yeah. They're going to get married until the gay people can.
Yeah, they were going to stay up. So they were going to stay white trash until...
All right, let's just calm down. Let me say it. So they were going to stay white trash until all, so gay people could get married. Let's see here. So in other words, until such time as gay people are afforded, and they have been afforded that opportunity in California and other states, until that was going to happen, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were just going to sit there on the porch with the car parked in the front lawn and all kinds of kids and who knows whose is whose and who had what and who's the mom. And it was going to be a real mess. Thank you very much, you homophobes.
You can't blame them.
I just did. So last year, it was very busy for Angelina Jolie with the release of the film In the Land of Blood and Honey, a Bosnian war... A Bosnian war tale that marked her directorial debut. I understand that creatively, I understand it's very good. It went direct to video, but it's, no, it didn't. I know it's on my pay-per-view. And there's a commercial there with Angelina Jolie pitching the movie, In the Land of Blood and Honey. You know what? I got to tell you something about Angelina Jolie. This is facts. And I've talked to military people from Iraq. She is one of the real people, man, you know.
Yeah, I hear she did good stuff.
She really did. She went to Iraq and was doing a lot of work getting people back into their homes, getting refugees resettled and so forth. And I never heard a bad thing about her from the military. She worked with the military respectfully and was not, you know, beating some anti-war drum and wasn't acting like a real douche. And and the people you talked to who were over there, who knew her, who met her, who worked with her, said that she was a terrific person to work with and very respectful. So I ever since I heard that, I've always admired her, and not I haven't lumped her in with certain other, you know,
douchebags.
Right, certain other douchebags. That she has been, she hasn't politicized it, man. She says, look, there is a human tragedy happening here. We've got to help people here. And she left politics out of it. And as I say, didn't, you know, look at the military like the enemy and this kind of thing, but was worked very closely with them. So that I respect. All right. It's family first. This was a statement made by Brad Pitt. It's family first this year. I needed to spend more time with my family, so I spent more quiet time developing stuff. Earlier this year, Jolie raised eyebrows and probably temperatures by exposing a thigh in a gown with a full-length slit while presenting one of the Oscars show in Hollywood. I didn't get shocked by that at all. The stuff that freaks people out, man, it's one of the reasons why I missed that. It was like no big thing, you know?
Well, you mean her thigh wasn't a big thing?
Yeah, her thigh. The reason why she told the thigh, you showed the thigh, big fat-ass thigh. You know,
no, you idiots. I'm talking about the fact that she even showed the thigh, whether it was fat or not. Ain't about whether she had a fat thigh.
Well, you're going to show a thigh, skinny.
Yeah, it's like my aunt. She got the big fat rear end and got the big fat thigh. She ain't going to do it.
Great. Well, when your aunt gets nominated for an Academy Award.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Right. Finally, within less than an hour, someone had created Angie's right leg, subhead, I'm Angelina Jolie's, and boy, that it was so uninteresting. That killed that star. Okay, so congratulations on finally getting engaged, and the marriage is scheduled for 2026, so it's going to be fantastic. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show to wrap up here. We're heading into a weekend, baby. It's another Saturday. That's a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. Is Tuesday the 17th?
Yeah.
I think that's the NTSF rap party. But that's also the night the woman who wasn't there is going to be on. I'm kidding. I'm going to go to the rap party. I'm not going to do the... We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com.
You don't know what they were doing. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're about to wrap up here on this Friday night, Saturday morning. And a beautiful weekend I hope you have. You guys living in the Midwest, I really do hope you are storm-free. We've had rain here in California, and you'd swear to God, it was the worst thing that's ever happened. Every time it rains out here, it's the same bloody thing. Nobody can drive. Nobody can walk. Nobody can think. You swear to God, it was like 50 pounds of snow somebody dumped on your ass, you know. So where the real people live and where the real weather is, you know, you guys stay safe and pay attention to your weather, man. Not like what Jay Santos said. Let's see. What is it with you, Bud? They were bird, dog, and chicks.
That's why he sent them home.
Bud and I were having an argument about there's some Secret Service guys that have been sent home, as many as a dozen Secret Service agents at the summit of the Americas in Colombia have been replaced. An incident involving a prostitute and at least one of the agents has been reported. As many as a dozen Secret Service agents have been sent home from the summit of the Americas here this weekend. This is in Cartagena, Colombia. Because of allegations of misconduct, the agents were relieved of duty at the summit and replaced with new agents, according to a Secret Service spokesman. The activities that resulted in the sudden transfer of agents took place prior to President Obama's arrival in Colombia on Friday afternoon, according to sources familiar with the matter. The incident involved suspicion of involvement with a prostitute by at least one of the agents, according to the Washington Post, which, along with the Associated Press, first reported the story this evening, later, you know, last evening, Friday evening. The Secret Service has opened an investigation, but spokesman Ed Donovan declined to disclose the nature of the investigation, would not confirm or deny the allegations that one or more agents were soliciting prostitutes.
Now, they probably thought they were down there before the president.
Maybe. President hasn't arrived yet. I think he was due to arrive Friday or one of these days. But he wasn't there yet, so those guys are down there, you know, I guess letting nature take its course, but you're a Secret Service agent. Don't you have to...
Yeah, but they're supposed to have fun.
Well, yeah, they can have fun. I think prostitution's probably illegal in Colombia, too, bud. And they can have fun, but you got to have fun above the radar, man, or excuse me, below the radar. You can't have so much fun that you're drawing attention to yourself or getting arrested. Let's see. The one official said the Secret Service often over visas for the foreign trips, bringing along more personnel than protocol dictates in the event someone gets sick or becomes incapacitated. The matter's being handled by the Secret Service's Office of Professional Responsibility, which is its internal affairs division. Although Colombia does permit prostitution in certain tolerance areas, its solicitation would be considered inappropriate at all times by the Secret Service. No kidding.
Yeah, if it's legal.
It doesn't matter. It's not something that you want your Secret Service agents to do.
But why can't they if it's legal?
Because it's the standard of the Secret Service. In other words, you're a member of a service. You're a member of any organization. Anyone has the right to dictate certain behavior of their people. If you don't like it, you don't have to work for us. See?
What about that lady to want to be a Muslim at Disneyland?
What? The lady that wanted to be a Muslim? What are you talking about?
Lady that wanted to wear a scarf.
Disneyland decided that they'd work with her. Disneyland didn't have to have her working there, but they were threatened with a religious intolerance lawsuit, which they probably thought they were going to lose.
That's what these guys can do.
No, what are you? Are you an idiot or something? They're going to sue the Secret Service for religious intolerance because they can't solicit prostitutes?
Well, they could claim like a religion or something.
Only if they're morons like you guys. The Secret Service of the United States of America, which is, among other things, tasked with protecting the President of the United States, does not allow its agents to solicit prostitutes, whether it's legal or not. The reason being twofold. Number one, they don't want any behavior that might actually jeopardize the safety of the president. And number two, they represent the American people abroad. They represent our government, our people, our country, and should conduct themselves as gentlemen.
Yeah, I can't say nothing to that.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's right.
Maybe you ought to run the Secret Service.
Maybe I ought to, and maybe I shouldn't, which is more the answer that I would give. That's why they do it. I don't give a damn if it's legal or not. You say to the guy, oh, that's really nice. It's legal. Yes, sir. Well, guess what? You're fired anyway. Your ass is running around with prostitutes. You're down here making preparations for the visit of the President of the United States, okay? We've had four of them killed already. And I don't know how many, maybe two or three others shot. So, you know, that's four too many. So you guys, keep your eye on the ball, keep your freaking crap together, and do your job.
No, they're probably giving some vacation time.
Even if they're given hours off, which I'm sure they are. I'm sure they've got, you know, they can go and have a drink, they can lay on the beach, whatever the hell they want to do. Several of the agents involved in the incident are married. Secret Service agents have the responsibility of providing protection for the president at home and while he travels. Mr. Donovan, who's a spokesperson for the Secret Service, said that the President Obama's safety was never in danger. I don't think he wasn't there. These personnel changes will not affect the comprehensive security plans that have been prepared in advance of the president's trip. The administration had been trumpeting the progress in Latin America toward improving governance, with particular emphasis on the host country, and Obama hopes to promote the cause. So there you go. So that's why they do that, man. And, you know, you don't want to mess around with that.
How long have they had a Secret Service anyway?
I don't know. They've had the Secret Service since the 19th century, but the actual job of protecting the president I don't think was given to the Secret Service until well after the Secret Service was formed. Now, one of the other jobs they have is counterfeiting. They are the primary enforcement arm when it comes to, you know, enforcing the counterfeit currency laws. Now, that's, you know, would be generally the Treasury Department, but the Secret Service is also in charge of that.
That's what I saw that one movie with Clint Eastwood, man. Remember that? They put the bag on a guy's head.
Oh, yeah, that movie rocked.
What are you guys talking about? In the Line of Fire?
Yeah, the Line of Fire.
Yeah, that's about the Secret Service. Remember they were, you know, they put the bag on the guy's head, like you're saying, bud.
Yeah, they did put a bag on the guy's head, almost killed him, and Clint Eastwood blew the guy away, waved the gun, he goes, yeah, there's not enough bullets.
Well, he didn't say it, man. That's what they're thinking.
Okay, great. We can go through the whole movie later on. Have a great weekend, you guys. And join us again Monday night. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're online at philhenryshow.com. All of our merchandise. Get yourself a hat. Get yourself a Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, baby. Get a Bobby Dooley keychain. But get it while the getting's good, man. And a backstage pass. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and yours truly, Phil Henry. Until Monday night. Have a beautiful weekend, and Tuesday...
yeah, go to that rap party.
Maybe. Maybe we're going to the NTSF rap party. We'll see. Have a great weekend, guys. Stay safe, everybody. See you Monday.
Phil Henry.